The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren. I got a very exciting message for you today. Praise the Lord. It is called The Power to Get Wealth. Praise God. Let's get into a word of prayer. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Lord, I want to thank you that you have plans for us, each and every one of us, regardless of our race, our gender. You, Lord, you love all of us. You have proven it when you gave us Jesus. And Lord, you have designed these perfect paths for each one of us to take. Lord, I pray that you use me in today's message to get this word to your people, that they can understand you a little more and draw closer to you to find out their plans. Father, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever heard someone say, money is the root of all evil? And they're so proud that they can quote that scripture. I know I've heard people say that. However, that is not scripture. I want to read to you what the real scripture says, not the edited version. The real scripture is found in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, and it says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." So the Bible doesn't say that money is the root of all evil. It talks about the love of money. That is the root of all evil. Did you know that you can have money and not love it? Sure you do. However, there are some people that do love money. There's some people that will do anything to get their hands on money. Now, if you want to see what the love of money looks like, look at murderers. They will kill someone to get what that person has. And over the years, this has happened tremendous amount of times. I remember this lady that I know personally. Her brother was killed for his bicycle. This happened many years ago. But that's what the love of money or the love of material things looks like. When someone is willing to kill someone, to end their life, to get that. And as a matter of fact, the Lord actually just reminded me. Let's take a look at Proverbs chapter 1. Listen to this. This is Proverbs chapter 1, and I want to read from verse 8 onwards. It says, "My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. For we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse." You see, these group of people, they want to set a trap for other people so they can get their stuff. That's what the Bible is talking about, for the love of money. Money is not evil. It's the person who has the money. Either they got an evil heart or they got a good heart. There's people that have a lot of money and they don't love their money, but they love people. They are always tithing. They are always sowing. They are always helping the poor. They are always giving out. And the Lord reminded me of this. Let's jump over to the book of 1 John. Man, the Lord is really leading me today. Listen to this. This is 1 John chapter 3, and I want to read from verse 16 to 18. Listen to this. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he, Jesus, laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us love not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Now, if you don't understand what's going on there, let me read it to you from the New Living Translation. This is going to make things a lot simpler to understand. It says, we know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let us not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. So do you see how money can be used for good? And what the Bible is actually saying there, if you got enough money to live well, where your needs are taken care of, but you're helping others, the love of God is in you. But if you're trying to hold on to that money and you love that money more than you love your neighbor, that's when you got a problem. So, you know, in the body of Christ, you know, a lot of people, they want to preach against the prosperity gospel. But I'm honest with you. Money is not the issue. It's what you do with that money. That's the issue. Listen, God is a loving father. Don't you think that he wants us to live comfortably on this earth? If someone tells me that God created this whole earth and he created all of us to live in hell while we're on this earth, I will tell them straight, you don't know God because God is love. How can the Bible say that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us? For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. How can God give us the blessing, redeem us from the curse, and still expect us to live in poverty? To me, that doesn't make sense, because it doesn't make sense. The Bible, in that verse of scripture, that's Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, it mentions we redeemed from the curse, and it mentions that we have received the blessing, that the blessing is available for us. So those two words, the blessing and the curse, and if you go to the Old Testament and you look specifically in Deuteronomy 28, you'll read the difference between the blessing and the curse. The blessing is good, the curse is bad. Under the blessing is prosperity. Under the curse is poverty. Listen, I'm not making this stuff up. You can go to the word and you can see it for yourself. But this message isn't here to try and convince you that God wants us blessed. All you got to do is literally read your Bible. And you will see God is love. You'll see that God is a father. And you'll see that God looks after us. The Bible says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be rich. That's what the Bible says. I didn't make this stuff up. It's literally in the Word. So those that know the Word and still refuse to believe it, well, it just shows you they don't believe God. Because I'm not making this stuff up, I'm quoting scripture. But this message is to talk on the topic of prosperity. And I want to actually simplify it for you. I want to bring common sense into the message because I want to address a couple of things. You know, I heard many messages growing up from a lot of different ministries. And something that I heard for a long time was the fact that you just need to tithe and you just need to give and God is going to bless your socks off. And it comes across like you can be lazy, but you know, you send your tithe off every month and you send your seed off and all of a sudden money just starts increasing in your banking account. That's how it comes across. I also heard stories where you just sit back and you just see yourself blessed. You just focus on the blessing and then God is going to make you rich. And I'm honest with you. Personally speaking, I don't believe in that. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to go through some scripture with you and you be the judge, you know. So first of all, I just want to lay a little foundation. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 4, it says, there should be no poor among you, for the Lord your God will greatly bless you in the land he has given you as a special possession. So we can see God's will, like right in the beginning. And even before that, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were blessed, and they were successful, and they were prosperous, and there was no curse around them until they sinned. This is the will of God for you. He wants you to prosper. Money, having money, it's not a bad thing. People think that the Lord doesn't actually know what's happening in the earth. He knows about inflation. He knows that, you know, for those that rent, he knows your rent goes up every year. He knows that Having a medical aid is vital. He knows that it's very expensive. He knows that dental is very expensive. He knows the price of gasoline. He knows the price of cars. He knows the price of groceries. You know, for those that think God wants you poor, I'm sorry, they don't know love. Why would people say that God is a good God, but yet he wants you sick and poor? Just, it doesn't make sense to me. Literally, just read your Bible. You know, but God wants you to be successful. He wants you to be comfortable. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come, talking about Jesus, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The abundant life does not start when you go to heaven. It does not start there. It starts when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the Lord knows that you can't live a comfortable life if you don't have money. Because if you don't have money, your stress is going to be through the roof. Let's be honest. You're always going to be worrying. There's always going to be fear. Because if you don't pay your rent, guess what? The landlord's going to kick you out. That's not the will of God. We are the ones, the Christians are the ones that's supposed to be experiencing peace. But I want to read a scripture to you that I'm hoping it's going to change your life. This is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. It says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sworn to thy fathers, as it is this day." So I want to focus on that. He has given us the power to get wealth. Have you noticed that the Bible does not say that God gave us wealth? We didn't get born again, and all of a sudden our banking accounts are bulging because we're so rich now. It doesn't say that. It says he has given us the power to get wealth. So there's a way to get money. Now, I'm honest with you. If you spend any amount of time reading the book of Proverbs, I have spent years reading that book and I have gotten a revelation of that book completely. Like the Lord opened my eyes like, wow, this author is the man that asked God for wisdom. And when God gave him wisdom, he gave him wealth with that wisdom. He became a very successful man. Yes, he had money and all that, but he became very wealthy in everything. He was a very successful king. And this wise man wrote a book. He took his wisdom and he put it down on pages, that wisdom that he received from the Lord. And if you want to be wise, you're going to follow his advice. So that's a revelation that I got. It's deeper than that. But he talks about that book is from heaven. God gave him wisdom. And if you study that book, you're going to see God is against lazy. God can't stand laziness. And if you read that book, you're going to see that God is big time into business. He's big time into doing something. You know, he talks about the lazy man a lot. That as the door turns on its hinges, a lazy man turns in his bed. A lazy man, he can't even bring his hand to his mouth to eat. That's how lazy he is. God is against laziness. So we can see God has given us the power to get wealth. And what is that power? There's a way to get money. There's a way to get money. And I'm going to read some scriptures to you showing how to access that. Listen to this. This is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. It says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of wisdom is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her." Now listen to this. "Length of days is in a right hand, and in a left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her ways are peace." Now, there's something I want you to see in these scriptures. Listen to this. This is Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18 to 21. "Riches and honor are with me." It's still wisdom speaking. "Riches and honor are with me. Yeah, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. Yeah, than fine gold. And my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures." Are you beginning to see what's happening here? I'm going to read this last scripture to you. This is Proverbs 14, verse 12. It says, "There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." So from these three scriptures alone, you can see that there's pathways in life. And when we make our own plans, we end up wasting money. We end up wasting time. It messes with our emotions. Listen, the Lord showed me this. You know, one bad decision can lead to another, to another, to another. And it's like dominoes. I know of a man that a great deal came across his path, And he thought, man, this is a deal of a lifetime. And he used his house as collateral and he lost his house. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God's got a way for you to make money. God's got a way for you to prosper. People don't like the prosperity gospel, but this is not the prosperity gospel. I'm teaching you that God wants you to work. I'm teaching you that God's either got the perfect career for you, or God's got the perfect business for you, etc. Or God's got the perfect investment. I'm not teaching you that you're just going to sit back and do nothing and say, Lord, I believe I receive. And then bam, God like prospers you beyond your wildest dreams. I'm not saying that. I'm saying God's got a path for you. He's got a way for you to make money. You know, working, whether it's in a business or the perfect career, that's not evil. That's common sense. So what am I saying? God's got something for you to do. He has something for you to do right now. He's got something. Listen, God knows where your joy is. The Lord will lead you in the way that you should go. The Lord will show you what to do. The Lord will show you what your gifts are. You know, and listen, when you find out what the Lord wants you to do, you're going to be a blessing to others. I promise you that, because now you're stepping into your lane and you're going to be tapping into areas that you didn't even know existed. And it's going to be like a hand in a glove. It's going to fit perfect. And you are going to flow like you have never flowed before. My last job in the world, I worked in this restaurant and I just felt like, man, my talents aren't being used. You know, when I'd wake up in the morning and I'd think of work, I just felt defeated. But guess what? God has the right thing for each and every one of us to do. This is what the Bible's talking about. God has given you the power to get wealth. He will show you what to do. He will show you where to go. He will give you an idea that no one ever thought of. The Bible actually talks about in the book of Proverbs, it talks about wisdom has got witty inventions. God's got something for you to do. This is the gospel. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you can sit at home, be lazy, and God's going to make you rich. The Bible is big on not being lazy. The Bible's big on business. The Bible's big on callings. God's got something for you to do. And the quicker you get into that lane, you're going to succeed. God wants you to be successful. And yes, as you're growing, support the ministry you're feeding from. God expects that of you. That money is not just for you to hoard up. And, you know, you just get on that train that you're going to look after the people that have been looking after you spiritually. You're going to look after God's people. And wherever the Lord leads you to help the poor, help the poor. Help the poor. Be open. But yes, God has got something for you to do. I'm going to say that again. God has something for you to do. He's got something for you to do. He has given you the power to get wealth. The Bible doesn't say that He has given you wealth. It says He has given you the power to get wealth. Many times, you know, people are just praying to prosper and they're pleading before the Lord. And this whole time, the Lord's got the perfect plan for you. Do you remember what the Bible says? I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. There's plans that will prosper you, but you've got to do something. I hope this message showed you the right way to go. There's a way to do it. Draw near to Him. Pray in the Spirit a lot about your plan. You won't be sorry. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing, so keep on hearing.
Hey everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.